He knows the news before it's news.
Mark Simone
on 710 WOR.
Well, you know Joe Concha, of course, the great columnist for The Hill, and you see him all over Fox News. In fact, he and I will be on Kudlow today. But he's got a new book out, and it's a great book. We urge everybody to get this book right now. It's called Come On, Man, The Truth About Joe Biden's Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Presidency. Get the new book by Joe Concha. Joe Concha, how you doing?
That's one long title now that you read it, Mark. So they're all like that now, right? It's not just War and Peace, right? Orca. No, you need something like a whole book on the front of the book. But thanks for the introduction, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, and it's got, you got to get it just to see the cover. It's got a great cover. Who picked that picture? That's really good.
HarperCollins is my publisher. I give them complete and total credit. It's got Joe Biden's. If people at home want to know what it looks like, it's an orange cover, black font with the letters, and then Joe Biden in his Tom Cruise Maverick sunglasses with his mouth yelling like, ah, you know, it's angry Biden on the front, and it's emblematic of the type of president he's been to this point. Not a unifier, not a moderate, that's for sure, Mark Simone.
Hey, do we know where he first started that? Come on, man. Has that been something he's been yelling for years?
I think that started with the corn pop incident. And for those who aren't familiar with the corn pop story, there's a whole chapter on it, my favorite chapter to write. I'll give you the 30-second version of this story if I can. So Biden says when he was 20 years old that he went to go work at a pool in a predominantly black community because he wanted to get to know the black community, which is how all 20-year-olds think when you're at that point in your life, right? So he's the head lifeguard, and this gang, you know, again, this isn't Chicago, Los Angeles, Watts, you know, this is the Wilmington gang. So they decide that they want to go play sharks and minnows one day at this pool, right, like Marco Polo, whatever you play in pools. And the leader of the gang, his name is Corn Pop. And Corn Pop decides that he's going to do a cannonball off the diving board. Again, this isn't me interpreting some sort of story I heard somewhere. This is literally the story that Joe Biden tells in his memoir. So Corn Pop goes up on the diving board, but he doesn't have a bathing cap on, which apparently back in the 50s it was a big deal that you didn't wear one. So then Biden goes from being like David Hasselhoff in terms of lifeguards to Clint Eastwood, right, and starts screaming at Corn Pop, the gang leader, you put that bathing cap on, who do you think you are, Esther Williams, who apparently was a big female swimmer then, you get off there, and he throws him off the diving board, right? So when you do that to a gang leader in front of all of his gang members, obviously they're going to wait for you in the parking lot when you're done with work. And sure enough, that's what happens with Biden. And they're waiting with him basically with shivs, like long razors. And now they're going to attack lifeguard Biden. So Biden grabs the thing that separates the low end from the deep end, like, you know, that chain, that rope. I have one in my pool. And goes out there and he says directly to Corn Pop, I'm not going to apologize for telling you to put on a bathing cap, but I will apologize, I guess, for calling you Esther Williams. So then Corn Pop just looks at him, according to Biden, and says, okay, we're good, and walks away. If you believe that would ever happen in Harlem or Chicago in a situation like that where you insult a gang leader and he just says, all right, we're good, that is a complete and total summary of Joe Biden throughout his entire life. He's like the Brian Williams of presidents, Mark. Just tells these stories for no apparent reason that you know aren't true.
Well, if we had legitimate media, they would have investigated this and found out there was no Corn Pop. There was no Corn Pop.
Oh, no. Believe it or not, I'm the only idiot that decided to really, really look into this. There was a gang leader, and his name was Corn Pop, and he did pass away in 2016, but Biden had told this story after he had died, so no one can confirm if this confrontation, so to speak, happened. So, yeah, there was a Corn Pop, but we have a feeling that whole little confrontation in the parking lot never happened.
Now, in this chapter where he claims he took on bad Leroy Brown, do we believe this happened?
Well, that's interesting. bad Leroy Brown. He's the baddest man in the whole damn town. Badder than old King Kong, meaner than a junkyard dog. How do I know that song? That's a little before my time. But, we don't know about that. But we do know that this is a guy who's failed upwards in Joe Biden his entire life. And usually when one fails upwards, eventually you hit a ceiling. Right, you don't get all the way to the Oval Office. Only 46 people in history have done that, but yet Joe Biden, here he is, and throughout his entire life, he has just proven time and again to be, I hate to say this, but a pathological liar, like we just laid out, like with the funny story like that. But also, remember, when he ran for president, Mark, in 1988, remember, this is 35 years ago he first ran for president, he had to drop out. Why? He plagiarized speeches, like, word for word. Like, he wasn't even, like, good at the plagiarizing. Like, this was, like, so easy to fact check. So you would think that would have been the end of his political aspirations as far as running for president are concerned, but he keeps running and running until Obama chooses him as his vice president because he needed somebody older and had foreign policy experience, even though Biden was wrong on every issue ever, including telling Biden when, I'm sorry, Obama, when Obama was president, hey, don't go after bin Laden in Pakistan. I highly recommend not doing this, which everybody else wanted to do, and of course we got bin Laden. The point is that now Joe Biden is president, and now we see that he truly is a left-wing ideologue, always has believed that big government is the solution and not the problem. And we see that now because this is a guy who's spending trillions of dollars during a recession, right? And then tells you it will lower inflation. A guy who does all this student loan forgiveness without even going through Congress. A guy who's opened up the U.S. southern border. Joe Biden used to be kind of funny to mock because he was a senator or a vice president, didn't really have any power. Now he's the most powerful person in the country, and now we see truly who he is. A far-left ideologue who believes in expanding government and not in being the moderate that he promised to be.
Yeah. Hey, everybody get the book. I recommend this book. It's Joe Concha's new book. It's called Come On, Man. It's a great book about Biden's presidency. You'll learn a lot of stuff. It's very funny, too. Come On, Man, the new book by Joe Concha. You know, and back then when Obama needed a vice president, he was the first black candidate that was considered controversial. I mean, it was breaking a glass ceiling there, so and he was inexperienced, so some think he really just chose Biden because he was the whitest guy of all, and Obama was young, Biden was the oldest, the whitest, and Obama knew he was useless, a stooge, but that was fine. That's what he wanted, and maybe that's why they chose him for president this time.
Yeah, remember, Obama was, you know, on the resume, it says community organizer, right? And then he was in the Senate for like 5 minutes, didn't even know where the bathroom was in the Senate building. So then it's like, okay, we need somebody to, because we're running against John McCain. Remember, that was the 2008 election, and John McCain's on the Foreign Affairs Committee, and obviously was a decorated war vet. So their fear was, remember, this was before the recession happened in that September, so people saw a very close race. Okay, we need Joe Biden, the guy who voted against the first Gulf War. That was one in 1991. That was the good one. Right, where we got rid of Saddam out of Kuwait. But then Biden votes for the second one, the bad one, where weapons of mass destruction actually did not exist. So time and time again, Joe Biden is wrong about every foreign policy decision, yet Obama really had no choice. Like, who do I take here? It's either him or Tim Kaine. Remember, Tim Kaine was Hillary's vice presidential selection then. So those were the choices between bad and worse. And then even in 2012, you'll learn about this in the book, Mark, Obama seriously considered replacing Joe Biden as his vice president when he was running for re-election, because he always wanted Hillary as his number two, because Obama saw himself as an Ivy League guy, and Hillary's an Ivy League girl, and Hillary's smart, and Obama sees himself as smart, and Joe Biden's the state school guy who finished at the bottom of his law class, and, you know, he served his purpose getting Obama elected, but now they want to get rid of him, and now we're going to see a repeat of that in 2023 when Democrats try to get rid of Joe Biden and prevent him from running for re-election again, and I think they'll succeed. I think we're going to see an open primary in 2024, Mark.
Well, it's a great book. Everybody get this book. Go order it right now. Go to Amazon and get Joe Concha's new book. It's called Come On, Man, and it's the truth about Biden's terrible, horrible, no good, very bad presidency. You'll love the book. Great stuff in it. And I'll see you today. We're going to be on Kudlow between 4 and 5 on the Fox Business Network.
I will see you in the usual green room, and I'll look forward to it. And that's the best segment on Fox Business, I would say. People love it, so glad to partner up with you. Who are we again, the comedy troupe? We are who and who?
Jerry and Martin and Lewis.
Martin Lewis, that's right. Yes, yes, Martin and Lewis. And who am I? Am I Lewis or you're Lewis?
You can be Lewis.
Okay, thanks. I'll be Jerry Lewis. Appreciate it, Mark. All right, man. You have a good one. I know you got to go.
We'll switch. Thanks. Take care. That's Joe Concha. Get the book. Come On, Man. And he and I will be on Kudlow today on the Fox Business Network. Oh, check out the webpage. This is perfect. Fits in perfectly with this. Watch Joe Biden yesterday try to give hurricane advice. This is the weirdest advice. Nobody could figure out what the hell. Why would he even say this? The weirdest hurricane advice ever. Take a look at this video. Hey, also, on May 29th, 2020, Democrats attempted a real insurrection. I don't mean trespassing in the Capitol. I mean, they tried to take the White House and get the president. there was a battle at the White House gates putting down this insurrection. 100 Secret Service went to the hospital. The president had to be removed and taken to a underground bunker because of this. It was an actual insurrection by Democrats. Take a look at it and tell me why there's no May 29th committee investigating this. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.